following week, she was able to get back to school.
我们大家知道、听到也都非常高兴。
When we heard this news, we were all very happy.
那有人就很稀奇问这个女学生的妈妈。
Some people were very curious and asked the girl's mom.
你的孩子患鬼、精神不好，你不会怕吗？
Weren't you scared when she was disturbed by evil spirit?
哇，这个妈妈就这样说。
And the mother replied,
她是我的女儿。
She is my daughter.
她变成这样另外一种人。
She became like a different person.
我都难过，关心她，爱都来不及了。
I was so troubled and I really love her.
我哪有时间想到害怕？
I didn't even have time to think about being afraid.
现在神医治，她得平安了。
And now she's been healed by God.
这整个过程我想起来就很害怕。
And I dread about the whole process when I think about it.
因为每次跟她讲话就发现她是另外一种人。
Because thinking back, she remembered that there was a time she looked like a different person altogether. When she became lost her temper, nobody could stop her.
过去很乖安静的孩子怎么变成这样？
She used to be very gentle and quiet and suddenly turned into a different person.
得到平安以后，她现在想起来，我还真害怕，我怎么有力量可以面对呢？
So now thinking back, she was very scared about what happened.
但是她又在说。
But she continued.
当我的孩子有这种现象的时候，
saying when I saw my girl like this,
我在神面前很坦白的祷告。
I opened my heart wide to God and asked him to help.
我跟我先生有能力工作赚钱没有错。
I said, Lord, my husband and I have a job.
但是孩子遇到这个问题，我们真的没有能力。
We can make some money, but we cannot help our daughter like this.
才发现我们人的不足啊。
We are so inadequate, Lord.
碰到事情没有办法面对，
We're not able to deal with this problem.
心灵非常的忧伤，
We were all very troubled.
很痛苦哎，
We were in great distress.
孩子一天没有好就不能睡。
And so long as the child is like this, we cannot sleep.
主啊，你是全能的主啊。
Lord, you are all
right. 可怜我这个妇人。
Have mercy on me.
可怜我的孩子。
Have mercy on my child.
求主医治。
Lord, please heal her.
求主显明你的恩典。
Please show your mercy.
我祷告奉主你的名来祈求你的帮助。
In your name, I ask for your help.
他把他的内心的世界摊开，放在神的面前，求神怜悯了。
She laid bare her heart before God and asked for God's mercy.
教会的弟兄姐妹也用这样的心来求主帮助拯救。
And thank God with the same heart, the brothers and sisters in the church prayed for her.
这样子在祷告里面。
And through prayer,
显明了神的慈爱。
God's great love was manifest.
亲自医治了这个女儿。
And God healed this daughter.
并且能够正常的去上学。
And she was able to go back to school.
这是一个真实的见证。
This was a real story.
我们要像哈娜一样。
We need to be like Hannah.
无住的祷告神。
Pray continually.
纯清洁的心祷告神。
Come to God with a pure heart to pray to Him.
把我们的心扉坦在神面前向神诉说。
And finally, we need to open our hearts wide before God.
我们没有什么好隐藏的。
There's nothing to hide from God.
我们承认他是我们的主。
We acknowledge that He is our Lord.
我们就要把自己无用的自己放在神的面前呢。
Therefore, we need to present the useless self before God.
认真地祷告他。
And pray to Him with all our hearts.
相信我们存这样的动作祷告神的时候。
If we pray to God with this attitude,
他就会进入我们的世界里面。
He will come into our world.
会来到我们的内心里面。
He will come into our hearts.
甚至将他的恩典和圣灵的能力充满在我们的身上。
And He will fill us with His grace and His Holy Spirit.
让我们每天过着靠主喜乐平安的生活。
Then we can lead every day with a joyful and glad heart.
这个见证是最近才发生的。
The story I just shared with you was a very recent event.
所以有参加灵恩会聚会祷告的都看到了这个活生生的见证。
Everyone who was there at that convocation saw this living testimony.
所以感谢主的带领。
We thank the Lord for His guidance.
我们今天还有几堂课。
We have a few more sessions of service today.
大家也用心在神的面前参加聚会和祷告神。
We really hope that all of us can come sincerely to attend service and to offer prayer to God.
我们就能够享受在主里面丰盛的恩典。
That we can all experience and enjoy the abundant grace of God.
那我们教会祷告的方式有三种。
Yeah, in our prayer, in our church, there are three ways to pray.
第一种啊，就是默祷。
The first is a silent prayer.
也就是眼睛闭起来。
Which means you close your eyes.
但是你的嘴巴不讲话。
And you don't say anything.
你用心向神祷告。
You simply pray from your heart to God.
在心里面想。
And just think.
但第一句话也是要讲奉主耶稣圣名祷告。
And you begin in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
然后你就开始对神说话。
And you just speak to God.
最后你要讲阿们。
And you conclude the prayer with Amen.
表示我刚才的祷告是诚心的，是实在的，求主悦纳。
Which indicates that the prayer you just offered was sincere and true.
这个叫做默祷。
This is called a silent prayer.
第二种祷告叫做悟性的祷告。
The second type of prayer is a prayer in understanding.
就是用听得懂的话在跟神祷告。
This means praying to God using words that we can understand.
我们有时候在吃饭以前要来谢饭。
Before we eat, we usually have grace together.
就会安排一个人带领我们大家来祷告。
And someone will say grace on behalf of the congregation.
他会用我们听得懂的话带我们大家祷告。
And the person will use understandable words to pray on our behalf.
也是用第一句话要讲奉主耶稣圣名祷告。
And we also begin such prayers with in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
接下来对神说话，让大家听懂。
And then the leader of the prayer would use understandable words.
也是要讲阿门。
And he or she will conclude the prayer with Amen.
那第三种祷告。
The third type of prayer.
叫做圣灵的祷告。
Is prayer in the Holy Spirit.
也就是用得到了圣灵的语言来祷告神。
This means praying to God using the language given by the Holy Spirit.
但是这个圣灵的语言呢
？But this spiritual language
是要跟神祷告求圣灵才有。
Is only given when you have received the Holy Spirit from God.
所以祷告的时候要这样来求。
Therefore, in your prayer, this is how you can ask for the Holy Spirit.
第一句话要讲奉主耶稣圣名祷告。
You begin the prayer with in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
接下来你要讲哈利路亚。
Then you just say Hallelujah.
要反复着讲。
And say Hallelujah repeatedly.
快快的讲。
And continuously.
而且要迫切的讲。
And speak with persistence.
哈利路亚是旧约圣经希伯来文的话。
Hallelujah is a Hebrew expression in the Old Testament.
意思就是赞美神的意思。
It means praise the Lord.
所以你的嘴巴要快快的讲，大声讲哈利路亚，哈利路亚，哈利路亚。
So keep speaking Hallelujah repeatedly and say.
你其他的话就放在心里面。
And crying out loud to God and keep your words in your heart.
我们渴望神的帮助。
You thirst for God's help.
我们渴慕神的喜乐和平安。
You thirst for God's peace and joy.
我们渴慕神给我们力量 和帮助。
You thirst for God's help and strength.
我们放在心里面来想。
You can keep all of these in your heart.
我们的嘴巴一直讲哈利路亚，哈利路亚，哈利路亚。
And in your lips, continue to say Hallelujah.
当你得到圣灵的时候。
And when you receive the Holy Spirit,
你的舌头会不由自主的转动。
Your tongue will move involuntarily.
那个舌头的卷声转动的声音就是圣灵。
And the sound of the movement of the tongue is the spiritual language.
那个就是证据。
That is the evidence.
你心里会很快乐。
When you receive the Holy Spirit, you feel great joy.
你真的会感受到，哎，真的有神。
You will experience there is God.
因为这个圣灵是主耶稣升天以前应许的一个重要的体验。
This Holy Spirit was promised by our Lord Jesus before He ascended to heaven.
他升天以后。
After he ascended,
门徒们聚集在耶路撒冷祷告，真的得到了圣灵啊。
His disciples gathered in Jerusalem to pray, and they actually received the Holy Spirit. Their tongues moved,
发出这个圣灵的言语
and spoke spiritual tongues.
哇，那是一个进天国的凭据。
And this was the deposit.
得到圣灵会给我们力量、智慧，过一个好的基督徒的生活。
Guaranteeing entrance into the heavenly kingdom and enables us to have a good
life. 我们需要得到圣灵。
So we need the Holy Spirit.
而且用圣灵的灵言祷告很有力量的。
And when we're able to pray with the strength of the Holy Spirit, it is very powerful.
这个魔鬼的工作。
Such prayers can stop the work of the devil.
可以胜过魔鬼的灵。
They can overcome the evil spirit.
让我们可以清楚地靠着耶稣基督而得胜。
So by the power of the Holy Spirit, we can be
the Lord Jesus. 一个有信心的生活。
We can lead a victorious and life of faith.
才能够努力不断地要朝进天国的目标而努力。
And then we can strive towards the heavenly kingdom.
所以这是一个恩典。
This is the grace of God.
是一个福气。
It's a blessing.
好，我们传道会按手在我们头上。
During the prayer, our ministers will lay hands on us.
也是祷告求神赐给我们力量。
This means that they help us to ask for God's strength.
也是 按手求神祝福我们所求的。
And the laying of hands is a blessing to so that God will hear our prayers.
让我们蒙主的悦纳。
So that our prayers may be acceptable to God.
那我们祷告的态度是这样。
This is the attitude in our prayer.
双手合着放在胸前。
When we pray, we just clasp our hands before us.
然后眼睛闭起来。
And close our eyes.
然后双膝跪在神的面前。
And kneel down before the Lord.
就照着我们刚刚所讲的。
And as we've mentioned just now.
我们来祈求主耶稣的圣灵。
We simply ask the Lord for the Holy Spirit.
让我们感受到他的力量。
And so we can experience His power.
感受到他丰盛的恩典。
And experience His abundant grace.
所以这是一个机会。
This is an opportunity.
这是一个福气。
This is a blessing.
我们要欢迎来接受主耶稣进到我们的生命里面。
Let us gladly welcome our Lord Jesus Christ into our lives.
我们现在就要来开始做祷告。
Now we'll begin to pray.
那要接受按手的，接受祝福的，就到前面来祷告。
If you'd like to receive the laying of hands and blessings from the ministers, please come forward and pray.
像哈拿的祷告一样，求主垂听。
Let us be like Hannah and offer a sincere prayer to be acceptable to God.
那我们开始动作。
Let us come to pray.